KZX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wall Street, Washington, and Silicon Valley all reacting to a new Chinese artificial intelligence model. ABC's Mike Dubusky explains why.
DeepSeek's R1 model reportedly outperforms equivalent American models, and it does so by using just a fraction of the computer processors needed by companies like OpenAI and Meta. DeepSeek has raised questions among investors over why U.S. tech companies need so many resources and spend so much money developing AI.
President Trump traveling to Florida today, where he'll speak to the House Republican leadership retreat this week. Confirmation hearings for some of his more controversial nominees, including Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, his pick for Director of National Intelligence. Researchers are in a new study published in a Canadian journal found that just 2.5 hours per week of moderate activity can have a major impact on overall health. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin last year. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Meanwhile, here in Madison, the median home price has been about $430,000 for a while now. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but now we also have the fastest growing prices. Meanwhile, a new report shows Madison's housing supply has grown. Our housing inventory has gone up 37% since 2005. The analysis from Storage Cafe shows Madison has more than 138,000 units of housing. Now, if you think that means it should be getting more affordable, think again, because our population is still growing faster than our inventory. Dane County officials estimate the county needs 1,700 new units of affordable housing every year for the next 15 years to keep up with demand. And more than 80 snowy owls were spotted in Wisconsin last year. That's more than the previous two winters combined. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bills lose in Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Buffalo Bills lost the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs, 32-29. The Bills had the lead 10-7 in the second quarter, despite losing defensive back Christian Benford after he was carted off the field with another concussion. Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You know, losing CB hurt us early there. We had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short. And then another fourth down late in the game there. It looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way.
The Chiefs are headed to their third consecutive Super Bowl. Head coach Andy Reid.
I'm proud of our guys battling. I mean, Pat Mahomes was phenomenal. You know, Travis Kelce, their leadership, Chris Jones. They didn't waver at all, and they know when to have fun, but they also know when to bear down.
The Chiefs will take on the Eagles, who beat Washington 55-23. NBA, the Bucks are in Utah tonight to play the Jazz. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win at home over Nebraska, 83-55. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. It's 24 right now.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel.
And we'll be asking him about the legal ramifications of what Trump is doing in this country.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Also said that his top priority was bringing down the price of things. Mass deportations of farm workers in California, maybe half the workforce, are going to drive food prices through the roof. Mass deportation of construction workers are going to drive housing prices even more through the roof. So which is it going to be? What is his real priority? Is it addressing the economic concerns of Americans, or is it going to be this kind of mass deportation, family separation, randomized raids, which is what we're seeing?
Thank you, Senator Schiff. It's a sign of the times. I just gave the baby, Bella, our brand new 22-year-old board up. Uh-huh. I just gave her wine and gummies. I'm like, you're going to need this. Come some airplane glue.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Donald Trump's America. Well, you know what I need right in my veins.
What?
You know what I need.
What?
Yeah, her.
Oh.
Where's...
Jingle.
JoJo's Jingle.
JoJo
there we go.
Gerd is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human.
JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jersey, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jersey.
It's JoJo.
Come to me, I need you.
Steph, I need you right now.
We were just saying off air, it really is, you're like, it's the longest year ever. I'm like, it's January. We're not even a week in.
From like, you know, what torture center invented dry January, by the way?
Right?
Like, I mean, whose
That's
idea?
Canceled. It is canceled, by the way.
Yeah. I can't even get through dry Mundary, let alone dry January.
I mean, we all know this is what Steve Bannon meant, right? By flood the zone with... It's try to make it so overwhelming that we are just demoralized. But we just can't be. But you wrote that. I have to say, you have got to read JoJo from Jersey this week. Because if you think it's you that you're taking crazy pills, you just wrote shock and Orwellian 3 days in. On a scale of one to Britney Spears, the United States of America is currently somewhere between head shaving and butcher knife dancing. We look as though we may have used a Sharpie on our waterline during a J.D. Vance smoky eye tutorial sometime last week. Our hair reeks of Kraft singles, whitefish salad, and cigarette smoke, and we don't know exactly what day it is or what state we're in. That's what it just feels like, getting hit by a truck, like a fascist truck.
Every day, it's like, okay, I can...
Remember Jim Ward used to do us crossing the street on PCH, getting hit by multiple cars?
Uh-huh.
He was a brilliant voice guy. He would just be like... And I'm like, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, totally.
It's Frogger, only you can't even get like to that second layer of Frogger. You're just splat.
Right.
First First row of cars, you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where do we start? You were all over this on Blue Sky. You said the serial sexual abuser who bragged about grabbing a woman by the pussy has already appointed a lifetime Supreme Court seat to a man credibly accused of sexual assault. Now he's appointed a man who's been credibly accused of sexual assault to lead our armed forces. I was thinking, I wonder what drunkie McRapey on the Supreme Court thinks of drunkie McRapey at the Defense Department.
I mean, we'll have to ask, like, Cokey McPubic Hair, also on the Supreme Court.
What he thinks of drunkie McRapey, and also, yeah.
Right. It's a renaissance of rapists is what we're looking at.
It's,
yeah.
I know, and people will say, why are you guys laughing? Because we literally have to laugh or we would cry all day, right? I mean, it's bad.
And I did. I cried like most of yesterday. I woke up and I was just like, it all hit me at once. You know how I thought that one thing, that straw, so to speak, that it'll break the camel's back?
Yeah.
It was like the smallest thing. It was like my credit card got hacked and I had to call the bank and the card was late. And I was like, but ma'am.
Do you know who's president?
It was over. It was over.
It's true. We just had my best friend, Dr. Wanda, on Friday, a psychologist, because we're all dealing with life stress. Everybody has life stuff going on. And then on top of this, and you said it too. You said it's really hard to forgive anyone who voted for this. I mean, it really, I know they're saying, oh, well, you know, let's all unite now. I'm like, really? If you're for this, what's happening? Then, I don't know what to say.
I mean, I think the thing that kind of crystallized that the most for me, which made it the most difficult to sort of make any sense of any of this and reconcile anybody's choices, was the pardoning of the January 6th terrorists. I mean, when that happened, we have friends, you know, who were police officers who were there that day. When that happened, I was like, I can't forgive people who tell me, you know, but it's, you know, you can't lump us all into one category. It's like, but yeah, but I don't know. It's starting to feel like if you're okay with that, you know, what aren't you okay with?
You know, it's personal for a lot of us, Joe, for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, you wrote as a rape survivor, the very thought of having a sexual abusing commander in chief and a sexual abusing secretary of defense makes me want to throw up, you know, but yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I mean, just like to think about, first of all, what that dismisses in terms of what a survivor has to endure, but also what it emboldens in terms of what kind of behavior is okay. Like Donald Trump speaks in coded language sometimes, and the other day he was like, oh, you can't say a waitress is beautiful. I just want to be able to say a waitress is beautiful. That's not what he was really saying. If you look at his cabinet, right, what he really saying, look at him, is he wants to be able to grab him by the you-know-what again, because he said not once, more than once, that he believes as a star, you can do it. You can do anything you want. That's the kind of behavior he is trying to embolden. And celebrate. And again, as a mother of both a daughter and a son, that is not the kind of behavior that I want them growing up believing is acceptable or something that they have to just, like, you know, embrace as a reality.
Yep. You said of all the weird-ass sexual predator, con men, convict, idiot losers to break democracy, it had to be that malevolent, moronic, melted circus peanut, really? Our country threw it all away for that reality TV nepo baby orange dip dump. What a waste. I just, the amount of F-bombs that you can drop in one post is, it first of all, gives me life, but that's the only way to process all of this.
It is cathartic. Let's just say, in the spaces and places where I can just let them fly, I do as much as humanly possible.
But the gaslighting, it really, well, you said it kind of funny. MAGA wants us to get over January 6th and look forward, not back, when they haven't gotten over the Civil War. Not to mention they just started another January 6th committee. So don't tell us you don't want to look back. You want to look back and rewrite history about January 6th.
Exactly that. It is, and people often say it's hyperbolic to say this is Orwellian, but if they would just stop being Orwellian and doing Orwellian things, maybe we would stop saying it's Orwellian, because Orwell writes about books being rewritten. You know, that is exactly what they're doing. It wasn't enough to just sort of whitewash and erase the reality of January 6th. They're creating a new reality. They are just like they've done now with COVID. The book bans that Republicans have had underway for many, many years. Now they're saying it was a hoax. It is truly the gaslighting of America, and we have to stay, you know, really steady and really clear-eyed on what's happening, because it's a lot. It's a lot at one time.
Well, and what we do is, it's interesting. You said Donald Trump is daring us to stop him. He's daring the courts and Congress to stop him. If they don't stop him, write the now, they never will be able to. Congress, stand up, do your jobs. I'm calling my pro-Ukraine Republican representative now. I mean, that was part of the effery just in the last couple of days, him saying it was Zelensky's fault, the Ukraine war. I mean, it's just he's trying to rewrite every part of history. And it's,
oh, yeah.
But go ahead.
I mean, it's like slut shaming Ukraine now. Well, maybe if you hadn't worn that short skirt of freedom and democracy all over
that's
the place.
That's what we said. Tight skirt and bent over the jukebox. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Asking for it.
Totally asking for it.
I mean, if somebody, some barbarian broke into your house and they're like, we're just going to take your kitchen and two of your bathrooms and you have to play nice. And then, you know, some guy was like, well, you know, they are offering your one of your nicer bathrooms back. Like, you're not going to make a deal with them? What are you talking about? They're just going to take up residence in most of your house.
Yeah.
Seems like a fair deal to me. Yeah. I thought he was going to fix this on day one, by the way. Didn't he say he was going to end the war on day one?
Yeah. 24 hours. Wow. You said peace of, doesn't want us talking about how expensive the eggs we can't get are going to be, so we might as well hand Europe to Putin on a silver platter. I mean, it's all happening, Joe. He's like, what was the phrase he used? We're just going to clean up Gaza just to send them all somewhere else.
Yeah.
What did we say?
Egypt said, we're not taking them.
What did we say? He's going to let Netanyahu flatten Gaza. He's going to give Ukraine to Putin, essentially. I mean, and here we are.
And he, you can say whatever you want about the guy, but he is doing what he said he was going to do.
Absolutely.
All the evil that he said he was going to do. And we were all going, by the way, guys, look, this evil, remember this evil? Project 2025, his executive orders were rife with Project 2025, exactly what he's doing to Gaza, exactly what he's doing to Ukraine, exactly what he's doing to, you know, our freedoms and January 6th. I mean, all of it is underway. And by the way, the eggs are more expensive if you can even get them. Gas is more expensive. What's the upside? What is the Trump voter getting right now? Other than like made for TV cops deportations and like the red meat salaciousness of watching children crying for their parents. Like, what are they actually getting?
And this is going to be his whole foreign policy, Joe, just bullying and threatening for it. Like Colombia, you know, it's like, here we go with the tariffs. And then, you know, now they're like saying, oh, they caved. It's like, we are just... I can't even imagine what this looks like around the world, what we're doing, right? I mean, first of all, we pay tariffs. The tariffs are not a threat against other countries. First of all, they're going to retaliate, but the American taxpayer is going to pay tariffs. It's not a foreign policy.
And again, it's like, they're like, well, we're going to get the Panama Canal. Okay, genius. Okay, please explain to me what that actually means and what we've yielded somehow in not having control of the Panama Canal that is going to make up for the fact that he's not doing anything about prices. We don't even have a functioning FDA, CDC, NIH. We're going to get rid of FEMA. I think he saw everything with more than three letters and he was like, get rid of it. Honest to God. It's like, that was as much as he could read. And like, what is the trade-off? We're going to make Canada a state? Really? Is that going to work?
Canada would like a word.
On Greenland, he just said, I think we're going to have it. I think the people want to be with us. No! No! He said of Canada. Canada's a country that should be a U.S. state. They'll get much better health care. They'll get better health care? Really?
Yeah. Canadians are like, no way.
Oh, no way.
I don't think so.
Hey, hoser, no. Okay. Anyway, they're not
We can't lower the price of eggs with what we have. And you're telling me that you were going to just take more stuff? Why? So you can have more stuff? I mean, did Steve Martin teach us nothing in The Jerk? You're going to trade it all in for a thermos anyway.
But this part, the Gaza, we'll just clean out that whole thing. And my friend Greg said, for the Genocide Joe voters who couldn't be bothered to vote for Harris because of the administration's policy on Gaza, I want to point out the Biden administration negotiated a peace. Trump wants the Gazans gone from Gaza, which we warned you about this, right?
It is so hard. It is so hard not to be like, I told you so all the time, all day.
Oh, Frangela lives at the top of I told you so. They will stay there.
And you know what? Like, as an Arab American, this is a really tough one for me because I got destroyed. Well, they tried to destroy me on a regular basis for saying I supported Joe Biden's presidency and I supported Kamala Harris's, candidacy because of genocide in Gaza. And I'm not dismissing what has happened in Gaza. And it is absolutely an atrocity, one that is attributable to Benjamin Netanyahu primarily. But I kept saying this very thing. What do you think the Muslim ban guy who is buddies with Netanyahu is going to do that is going to be better? Please tell me. And they couldn't and they wouldn't. What they just kept saying was, I can't vote for either of them. Well, a vote for neither is a vote for Trump. And here you are.
And Netanyahu.
And I begged you.
Yeah. That's right. It's in your jingle. I forgot your Lebanese. I thought I read that lesbian first, but I was incorrect. It's Lebanese. It's just different.
Boy, were you disappointed.
Yeah, well, I was sincerely. I was like, Lebanese. Oh,
it depends on which way you look at it, Steph. It could go either way.
Here's to hoping. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by TakeLean.com. I'm gonna get an update today on my nephew Robin, who started taking this. Has already lost a few pounds.
Yeah.
He's very excited. He's gonna be a lean, mean gaming machine. He's gonna be gaming designer.
He is.
Yeah. He got inspired by his trip to California. IA. Lean. It's the real deal for weight loss, created by a medical doctor. We still believe in that.
Doctors?
Yeah,
and
university research. Yeah, science and stuff. Doctors, yeah. Clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little more, what have you. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Those can work, as you know, but can carry side effects.
Sure.
Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar and regulating appetite. That's what Lean does. The science behind it is impressive. The natural studied ingredients target weight loss in the same way. Maintain your blood sugar. Control appetite and cravings, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight the smarter way, here we go. Let me get you started. My code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com.
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave
Stephanie Miller
alone, please.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You can have everything. What does it mean? It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something.
Yeah. Oh, our beloved JoJo from Jersey is here. Okay, you have got to read. We linked to her Substack. It is so hilarious. You are just what we need, I'm telling you. Yep. You said, yes, it's invariably going to get worse, kind of like a urinary tract infection left untreated until you find yourself speaking in tongues while driving the wrong way down the highway because you think you're Michael Landon filming an episode of The Little House and your minivan's actually a covered wagon, and that wagon better hurry get the half pint to the doc before she succumbs to the fever. But for now, let's try to focus on the glass being half full. I mean, come on. That is some
brilliant writing. Brilliant writing.
The fever dream. I drank too much bleach.
right. Yes. Oh, that's right. You said let's try to focus on the glass being half full, even if it happens to be half full of Clorox bleach, only it isn't called bleach anymore because now it's called curative, and we're supposed to drink it whenever we need a cleaning on the inside, and an extremely powerful light doesn't happen to be immediately available. So this is fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. It's only been 3 days since the Tinkle Tape Traders Timu inauguration. 3 days! And the weekend, oh my God, it just becomes, I was saying, you knew this was going to be big and loud and dumb and just, you know, TV reality show stunts for the Fox News, you know, crowd. And here comes Dr. Phil. And apparently they were told to wear, what were they told to wear? TV raid jackets for TV. Yeah. Because that's all this is. It's just big, loud, mean stunts for you know, to feed the red meat to the maggots, right?
It's the Hunger Games, right? Like, when are we going to get to sponsor a migrant? Like, when are we going to get to, like, when is that happening? When, like, this, you know, migrant deportation raid has been brought to you by Walmart. Like, when is that coming? Because you know that's coming. It's like the Running Man, the Hunger Games. I mean, this is what we're looking at. It's cops. I mean, this is reality TV model. Oh, but only these are real human beings and real lives, and it's a real society being traumatized in real time. Yeah. Where yesterday in my town, right here, there was it was luckily not true, but people were sending a message and video that ICE was here and the kids were running scared, and kids in my town were hiding because they actually thought it was true that ICE was coming for them here in my town. But yes, let's make sure that people like Dr. Phil dress so that it sizzles.
Chris just handed me this, right? They're like, it's not a big, dumb TV stunt. Oh, here's Dr. Phil. You're Dr. Phil, man arrested in an ICE raid. Florida, see Dr. Phil there on a ride-along. I mean, I literally, that's the only instruction they got. Make sure you wear TV-ready jackets that's with right. giant ICE things on it. I mean... Yeah. Oh my God! It really is. Is it Squid Games also? I can't keep all the games.
Yeah, there's a little Squid Game in there.
That one is a little. Is it yes? I mean, actually, well, for TV, yeah, they would 100% do that. But it would be again the people that they deport or well the people that they arrest or whatever they're doing, and then they would make them participate in the Squid Game.
Yeah.
More JoJo from Jurors next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an Environmental Protection Agency rule that targets PFAS. All these states will be filing a brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, arguing that upholding this PFAS rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, like various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. The so-called forever chemicals come from firefighting foam and nonstick coatings and can get into the soil and the water. Once they're in the human body, they can't be removed. They just build up over time. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for officials here in the Badger State. And DeForest was tapped to get Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's. A Texas chain of convenience stores as beloved there as our native Quick Trip is here. It was supposed to be along the interstate near County Highway I, but the plan hit a snag. Buc-ee's asked the village to share the cost of improvements to the roads surrounding where that new location would go. The stores are so popular, it's believed the current infrastructure couldn't handle the traffic. Now, the DeForest Village Board plans to ask state officials for help with that funding. Meanwhile, Buc-ee's staff had hoped to break ground in 2024 and open this year, but with the issue still up in the air, they haven't started the project yet. Meanwhile, they've announced a new Wisconsin location. They plan to add one in Oak Creek, also off the interstate. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved.
So now it remains to be seen which city will have the first Buc-ee's in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and warmer today, but it will be windy. A high near 42, but again, the wind. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows right around 20. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's it's to push a button and launch a missile or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Boy, absolutely.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
It's not an option. It's...
American families. He ran on things that people are looking to him to deliver. And I think the image at that inauguration of him putting billionaires up there, you know, it shows who he's going to be beholden to.
Yeah. Thank you, Tammy Baldwin. Okay, would you like a script from our Idiocracy, JoJo from Jurors? Some of the scooped up in the raids appear to be confused as to why Dr. Phil is there to watch them get hauled away. Would you like the actual dialogue? Here we go.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You've never been deported before, Dr. Phil asked the man. You're Dr. Phil? The man replied, you look like Dr. Phil.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Dr. Phil responded. How do you know me? I seen you on Dr. Phil.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, JoJo, this is why I desperately needed your writing this week. It has been 3 days. It feels like, well, this was a couple days ago you wrote this.
Right.
It feels like 3 years, 71 days, 16 hours, 9 minutes, blah, 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 blah. You said it feels like we've already endured 3 years of being forced to sit on a heated leather car seat until our ass cheeks itch all over, but we aren't allowed to scratch them. So we have to just sit there hot and itchy and mad and sad and worried, and the itching will never stop. And that's when they bring in the kindergarten class that's just been handed plastic recorders and instructed to perform Baby Shark on repeat. And just when we get to the point we thought we might break us to listen to one more second of that cacophony of high-pitched off-key notes as they bounced off our brain like particularly enthusiastic ping pong balls, Steve Bannon walks in. Okay, you don't want to know the rest.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It is exactly what it feels like. My ass cheeks are itchy. Okay, Steve Bannon walked in while feeding on a Roquefort stuffed durian that had been left in the South Carolina sun for a week. Okay, I get it. It's almost like your piece comes in sniff and smell. It's like scratch and sniff. Is that what I'm thinking?
Scratch and sniff. I think that is Steve Bannon's secret code name.
God, you can just
only fans.
You can smell him through the
scratch and sniff.
I swear, isn't part of it, we've talked about this before, the reasons we're here is this just, I don't know what we call it anymore, toxic masculinity or whatever. This, give me Jesse Waters. This was his hot take on Doug Emhoff going grocery shopping with Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Yeah.
The New York Post caught her grocery shopping with Dougie Fresh. What kind of husband goes grocery shopping with his wife?
A good one? A normal one? Oh, my God.
Well, not one like Jesse Waters, who gives his young producer associate a flat tire while married, and his wife is home with their young twin daughters so that he can get the girl in his car to ultimately date her and eventually leave his wife for her. Not that kind of guy.
Yes.
That kind of guy doesn't shop with his wife.
Yes. As someone tweeted, those whose masculinity isn't threatened by a straw. If you recall, he has previously railed against men drinking milkshakes, taking bubble baths, licking ice cream in public, or using straws in a so-called bid to boost traditional masculinity, which I'm not...
These are the same guys who have, like, the nut nuker, right? Like, the microwave for their,
their
balls.
Oh, they tan their testicles, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that a Tucker Carlson thing?
Yeah, well, he tanned his butthole.
Oh, that's much more manly.
Yeah.
What?
I thought they were nuking their nuts for some reason. I guess I had it wrong. Backwards, so to speak.
All right. Men, women, everybody wants to call and hit on JoJo. Hi, Nancy in Virginia. Hello. You're on with Joe from Jurors.
Oh, is this JoJo from Jurors? I saw you on the Stephanie Miller show. Oh, that's right. I'm calling the Stephanie.
Yes.
Yeah, you
yes.
are.
Uh-huh.
You know, dumb joke, I know.
All right.
JoJo, this is Nancy. Saw you at the train station, Union Station last month and said, are you coming to the Stephanie Miller show? And you said, I think so, maybe. And then I saw you at the Greek group and greet meet. And I'm like, yes, we're here. And you came and she said, oh, I came because of you.
Aww.
You know how that does my heart good. I love this woman.
I know.
We were like
we
fangirls yelling at her across the road at Union Station last month. And I'm like,
I found my two fans, Steph, in real life.
I said to my girlfriend, that's JoJo. Look, I think.
It's Joe from Jersey.
JoJo, and she looks up, and I felt like I was meeting a rock star.
Aww.
Well, you were.
She is a rock star.
Excited to talk to you and meet you. And Stephanie, I love you, too.
I love
Thank
you,
Thank you for JoJo. Thank you for everything
Aww.
You ladies do.
I'm just a JoJo from Jersey's delivery system. That's
yeah.
all I am.
Yeah.
Because I see I'm very secondary in this whole call. Just, I like you, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us JoJo.
The usual response is that they throw rocks at me. But calling a rock star is preferable by a factor of many.
When we had a guy that, you know, because boys are dumb, he gave up. And he's like, JoJo's gorgeous. Can I talk to her? All right, just call back. God. Okay. I just, more from Steffi's book club, reading JoJo from Jurors this week, just because she is all of us. You said eggs are more expensive. There's still a war in Ukraine, but at least he reversed decades-old protections against workplace discrimination, freed the January 6th terrorists, made medication more expensive, gotten into a fight with a pastor, and shut down half of our public health agencies. That's a lot. Oh, my God, it's a lot.
Silver linings.
A womanizing, raging alcoholic day drunk who's never so much as led a Girl Scout troop armed with Thin Mints to the front of a Walmart is about to be tapped to run our Defense Department. The most rapidly dangerous Trump-humping January 6th mouth-breathing troglodytes have been handed a lifetime get-out-of-jail-free card. The FDA, CDC, NIH have been closed for the season. The reason it's freezing. Is that what they said?
That's it.
That's the official reason.
Leaving our collective health and safety looking like a 14-year-old movie usher sitting on the curb outside a suburban mall in pre-cell phone 1984 while waiting for his pink puka shell necklace wearing Big Brother Rocco to come pick him up after work, only he's not coming anytime soon and the usher has to walk in the dark through the bad part of town alone. Yes. Now, your writing is so descriptive. I'm like, puka shells? I had puka shells.
I wore puka shells as 10 years ago.
Yes, exactly.
I got to say, real quick, I have to say that there are so many, what do you call those, like the hidden Mickeys? I call them the hidden Mickeys, you know, like the Easter eggs. I hide all these Easter eggs in my post now because, Steph, as you know, I found a fella.
You have a fella.
You have a fella? What? Oh, this is new? Yeah. You can't drop that bomb and run.
He understands. So those are little references he understands. I put them in there, and then people are like, how did you come up with puka shells? And I'm like, I don't know.
You can confirm our texts are like teenage girls anyway. We text like these filthy texts back and forth. And when I saw her backstage at DC Sexy Liberal, she's like, I have a boyfriend. And I'm like, oh, my God, Johnny. Okay.
They are, though. But it's just a temporary, you know, setback to like fully embrace my lesbianism. And we become.
Yes.
When you are my betrothed forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Listen, Lebanese is close enough to lesbian for me.
Horseshoes and hand grenades and finger bangs.
All right, one more from Steffi's book club reading JoJo from Jurors. All of this while the melting circus peanut prattles on about who the knows what on state TV. The cult explains away their exploding penis rocket Hitler. That's Elon Musk. Not once but twice Nazi salute on his Chex notes, autism and Star Trek, and nose candy Nepo baby Don Jr. travels the world with engorged tick head king of the incels Charlie Kirk in search of homeless island people they can pay to pretend to love America. I mean, your writing is just, it's so perfect and necessary right now, JoJo, because it really, it is like an acid trip meets a Fellini film.
Yeah.
It is.
Inside the Mad Libs.
Yes.
Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Inside Lord of the Flies. It's just any reference you can throw in there. But I you just summed up, I don't even think you got to this weekend. This is just the first 3 days, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was like, I saw a picture of like the Mona Lisa and she's like smoking a cigarette and she's all strung out. It's like day three. It's like, that's kind of where we are now. I mean, it is really impossible.
There's not enough memes, right? Like this one's like, oh, this has been the longest year ever. Girl, it's only January. It's hard to believe it's January.
You ever seen the meme of Kermit shooting up? Like that's where we're at now. The Muppets are strung out.
Oh, my God. You finished the same so-called, quote-unquote, president of the United States who granted freedom to white supremacists, who beat up the police in his name, was demanding an apology from a pastor who asked him to show mercy on our fellow man in the name of Jesus. He's left the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, expanded the death penalty, made an unconstitutional arrangement with a social media platform. His own party says his Chinese spyware. It's a lot. It's a lot, as you say. It's like we're taking an involuntary road trip in the back of a beat-up conversion van driven by a blind raccoon hopped up on ketamine and the only radio station they can get to tune in plays Superstar by the Carpenters on a loop all day long. All right, you lost me there. I love the Carpenters. I could listen to Superstar all day long.
That song is like Chinese water torture to me. I'm sorry.
You don't like Superstar?
It's a war crime.
Oh, no.
I don't like it. I'm sorry. Oh. I know people are going to hate
me. I remember she
that.
Died when I was in college, and my college friend Angela, I came in, and she'd pulled all the blinds, so it was completely dark in her room,
yeah.
And she just played Carpenters all day long and just cried and drank
wine.
Rainy
days
drank
wine. Mondays always get me down.
I'm sorry.
You just said this is 3 days. Thank for the memes, Malbec, and the rediscovery of the love of my life, and you guys. Yeah, all of that's what we have, Joe. All of us. Like, I tell people, I call you, I text with you, I call Bob Seska, I talk to, friends. I mean, that's all we have is each other. And you guys, on social media, by text, whatever, we're all kind of trying to hold each other up right now, because that's what we got to do.
Oh my gosh, 1,000%, Steph. Like, that is what I think is the antidote to all of this that we can never lose sight of, because, as long as we stick together, and I say that like I sound like a Kumbaya or like a Coca-Cola commercial from the 80s, but honestly, I would like to buy the world a Coke. I mentioned Coke 7 times. But I love it, and we're going to do it together. We are. We keep to keep talking to each other, connecting with each other, meeting each other in the darkness.
Well, Joe, I keep saying it, but there still are more of us than them. The majority of people did not vote for him one of the times. So 75 million of us voted for Kamala. I'm telling you, there is an epic amount of F around and find out going on. Even Trump voters going, what? That clearly weren't paying attention. But, you've got independents. You've got people that didn't vote that are waking up and going, what the actual, we just got to keep on keeping on. And like you say, you can't let them, despair is what they're hoping for, that we just give up, that we're so overwhelmed by all this.
And the only way to do that is that each of us has to do a little, so that none of us has to do it all, right? So, each of us does a little to hold each other up every day, so that no one has to carry everyone at the same time. And you're exactly right about the demoralization and the dehumanization and the impact of them trying to just get us so disheartened that we give up and lean into the despair, and that's just not what we're going to do. You said, it's a plurality, not a majority.
Will Bella have any idea how to find Heroes of Democracy?
It was in there. Just type in Heroes.
That Bob Seska just sent us, because I will say, DC Sexy Liberal, you, Olivia Troy, Harry Dunn, these are the Bishop Buddy last week, right?
Amazing.
Oh, yes, you are all. Well, maybe not. Bella's training. It's okay.
It's okay.
But to your point, I was going to say, let's do in the J.B. Pritzker just did Chicago Sexy Liberal.
Yep.
Here he
Amazing.
Is.
President Trump ought to be calling that out. If he doesn't agree with Elon Musk, if he doesn't agree with two Sig Heils at his own rally and backing a party that backs Nazis, then he ought to say so. Why isn't Donald Trump speaking out?
By the way, he gets under Trump's skin like no one else, because he's a real billionaire. Of course, that's why they're going to Chicago first. They're going to blue cities to terrorize people. They're doing it here in L.A. in the middle of us being in this wildfire disaster, to try and terrify blue cities. But I love J.B. Pritzker, because he's just none of us wants criminals here. We'll help you with that. But we're not going to just when you go, oh, there's a brown person or you don't have a warrant.
Yeah. I think everybody agrees with that.
Yeah,
in Newark here in New Jersey, and they raided a business. By the way, it's ironic that all these do-nothing immigrants are always getting rounded up where they work. apparently they don't do nothing all day long. But they detained a U.S. citizen who is also a veteran. They didn't have a warrant, but they just snatched him up with this group of people because he looked like them.
Let me see your papers, please. Doesn't chill anyone else to the bone? and he has to defend that these are his actual military papers. I mean, it's okay. You and everyone that's done Sexy Liberal Panel is.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Okay. Thank you, Bob Seska. A little overwrought, but I like it.
Well,
okay, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the JoJo from the Jurors on the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by another hero of democracy, Credo Mobile.
Credo!
The nation's only progressive phone company. You can make a difference. I know you're feeling overwhelmed, depressed, angry, what have yous. Right? What did Joe say? We've had a urinary tract infection for quite some time that's untreated.
Yeah, it hurts.
Ow. Listen. Thank you. You can do something. Credo Mobile, it's a great phone company. It aligns with your values. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, on and on, who need our help more than ever right now. You get everything you need. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and easy peasy. Bring your own phone. Bring your number. Come on over. It's so easy. Stephanie Miller listeners also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
That's right.
What is going on? It was like 80 last week, and now it's like 50.
It's only in the 50s today and tomorrow. Yeah.
Right?
It's so cold.
Okay. So my point is...
JoJo's rolling her eyes.
She's like, whatever. My Cozy Earth pajamas. I brought my long sleeve ones to D.C. I've got my short sleeve ones when it gets warm out here. Yeah. I got my Cozy Earth sheets, my duvet cover, my comforter. I mean, it is a softness lasagna where I sleep snuggled with my little terrierist sleeper cells, as I call Bonnie and Clyde.
They're adorable.
Yeah.
The most adorable sleeper cells on Earth.
Closest I have to any kind of affection from a carbon-based life form. That's not important now. Listen, what's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments. Curling up together at the end of the day. The bamboo sheet set, the bamboo pajamas, all made from viscose.
Good stuff.
Yeah, from bamboo. It men's, women's, you name it. Get some for your boyfriend, JoJo from Jers. Cozy Earth men's collection.
I love that she just dropped that news right in the middle of...
Jesus. Saucy whore. Get him everything he loves. Pajamas, joggers, more comfortable, versatile, made to last. Get up to 40% off right now at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get asked in that post-purchase survey, you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. They deserve this. Elevate your love with Cozy Earth. Speaking of my love, there she is, JoJo from Jers. Bill says, sexy liberals, your D.C. show was simply hilarious. Get some rest. Come out swinging. That's true. JoJo from Jers, amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that. Harry Dunn, Olivia Troy, amazing, amazing. Jim says, dearest beautiful Stephanie, which is the entire reason I read this.
Of course.
Most people just ignore me to get to JoJo.
People are learning how to get their emails read on the air.
Jim in Phoenix says the inspectors general that Trump fired are tasked with rooting out their particular agency's waste, fraud, and abuse, which could be the names of his three oldest children. That's funny.
Meanwhile, Eric's like, who are his children?
Did you see Eric when Bishop Buddy was talking? He's like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Hot dogs are all beef, but what about the bun? Is that beef too? The whole time he was thinking about hot dogs.
Oh, God. All right. In approaching fascism news, TikTok users who once saw the app as a haven for free speech say they see signs of censorship after the platform was revived by executive order by Trump, who banned it. And then look what I did. I was almost certain he was going to say he started the fires out here. And then but I put him out. You're welcome. One user said a satirical video he created in response to Musk's Nazi, thing appeared, was first tagged as misinformation. Another posted a video to TikTok criticizing Trump. I tried to post 6 times to TikTok. It wouldn't let me because of censorship. So then she put it on, I think, Threads or something. Okay. That was about his response to Bishop Buddy.
Right.
JoJo, that's what they're trying to do. That's why I love that you just keep putting the truth out there, because they're trying to control all the information spaces. That's what this is about. They control the vertical and the horizontal, right?
1,000%. Although Donald Trump also is trying to control the lean. But yeah, no, I mean, that's why we got to go to this. We do have to go to Blue Sky. We have to go to Substack. Substack, friends.
Yes.
Substack is a friendly place. I mean, I do not work for them. I love it over there. It's an incredible community. It's not owned by one of the oligarchs, at least not yet. But we have to find our places and spaces and keep standing up and speaking out.
Because people are going to continue to bend the knee. You saw this last week. A meteorologist was fired at a CBS affiliate one day after a post condemning Elon Musk for the Nazi friggin' weathercaster got fired because she
posted
something.
And it was a private
account.
It wasn't a public account either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. At least their daddy's back. At least he's taken off the belt.
Oh, God.
This is Trump Central. This is Do Not Bend the Knee Central. JoJo from Jers, we've linked to everything.
Yep,
the Are You Kidding Me pot on Substack. JoJo from Jers on Patreon. Exit 45 podcast. I love you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns.
I love you very much. I love you guys. I love you, love you, love you. Keep us sane. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Mwah. Thanks,
love you back.
JoJo.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Deming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Survivors of the Auschwitz death camp are telling their stories at a ceremony in southern Poland marking 80 years since the camp was liberated. 86-year-old survivor Tova Friedman was one of the youngest to survive.
I thought that we all have to die, that it was normal. If you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
Leading the U.S. delegation, President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick. Today, the president will speak to House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. There's concern from Washington to Wall Street and to Silicon Valley after a Chinese company's AI model outperformed the equivalent American models at a fraction of the cost. In Southern California, it's raining in areas that's helping wildfire efforts, but it's increasing the risk of mudslides. This is ABC News.